we've given to the city is not compensated in a monetary value because of our time served. So I appreciate you taking the time to clarify it. I appreciate you recognizing that your council members are just as important as this city, not because we're employees, because we're council members and we work together as a team without a bargaining unit to make sure that our city functions day in and day out without receiving the same benefits that city employees receive.
Okay, thank you. Any other member of council have any questions? Any questions? Okay, any member of the public wishing to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, I'll bring it back. I don't see an action here other than kind of concurrence that you need to clarify language a little bit and put it in the right place. So, okay, all right, thank you all. And we will proceed on to council announcements and committee reports. I'm gonna start on my left with council member Peak.
Yeah, City Schools Committee met a couple weeks ago and it was a productive meeting. It was nice to kick off the school year, hearing about what's going great with our school resource officer program and just the very low incidents the first couple weeks of school, which is great to hear versus last year. Other things going on, we're looking forward to getting more school bond spending reports to the public. And that would be a welcome thing as well. And as a result of the committee, we're moving towards that.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Daris.
Thank you. I don't have anything to report.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Funk.
Yes, the Groundwater Sustainability Agency met on the 2nd of September, and reporting processes are moving along. No big takeaways, but a thank you to our public work staff who were able to turn around some data real quickly, even though they're in the middle of working on the wastewater plant and all these other and stormwater things and all the other objectives. Homeless Services Oversight Council will meet on the 16th, and the League of California Cities that I'm our delegate for now will be meeting immediately following our next council meeting.
Thank you, Councilmember Newsom.
Thank you. We had an RTA meeting on the 2nd of September. They've implemented the cash fair and it's been successful so far since April. And they've issued over 100 discount eligibility cards.
Thank you. It's been a quiet summer. Some of my committees did not meet, but tomorrow is we have an Integrated Waste Management Authority meeting. And next week, as mentioned earlier, I will be at this 3CE, Central Coast Community Energy Annual Policy Board meeting next week. I did sign a letter asking the governor to support, is it AB 1761, Mr. Lewis, I think, requires that the CPUC, the Public Utilities Commission, to provide more clarity and transparency as to how the what's called the PCIA is calculated. It's very frustrating that charge, which is money our residents pay on their power bill, goes straight to PG&E, and that is the cause of why 3CE is currently a little more money every month. It was substantially less, but that charge just jumps around wildly every year because of, you know, I don't know, because the chicken bones laid out differently or something. It's almost that opaque in terms of how that is calculated, and this legislation we require it to be more transparent and hopefully more consistent for everybody's planning purposes. So that's related to that. And that's about it. So anybody have any individual determinations or announcements? Okay, seeing none, we will adjourn this meeting. Thank you all. Almost.
At this time, we conclude tonight's broadcast of the Atascadero City Council meeting, and we invite you to join the City of Atascadero for their council meetings the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket, or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new